Welcome to Better Beware. Here's your consumer watchdog from WFHB Community Radio with the latest information and helpful hints designed to keep your head out of the clouds, your feet on the ground, and your money in your pocket.
Ever receive a package you didn't expect? It might come in the mail or through a perfectly legitimate shipper like UPS or Amazon, but any time that happens, you need to be careful and take some precautions before you do anything. If it looks like it came from someone you know, get in touch with them. Shoot them a text or call or email and make sure they really sent it. But if the return address is just a company, there are a couple of things you need to watch out for. It could be what's called a brushing scam, which is an unscrupulous way for a company to boost its online ratings. If your personal information has been hacked, and it probably has, let's face it, some fly-by-night firms have been caught sending things, usually inexpensive products, to people at random, and then logging in to post a fake review on the shipper's website. A really good 5-star review, of course, especially when it's shoddy merchandise. But there's a new angle on that racket which can be even more dangerous. There may be a QR code on the package or on whatever's inside. You know, one of those square boxes with dots and lines in it, which will take your phone or computer to a website if you scan it. The Better Business Bureau has been getting reports like the one where a person got a package of pasta. The pasta wasn't dangerous, but the packaging was, because the only information available was one of those QR codes. Thinking it was a gift from a friend, the victim scanned the QR code and got zapped to a website that looked like Amazon but wasn't. There also wasn't any information about the package or the pasta, but after that, the sucker's email started to boil over with spam. Some people who fell for the QR code trick have even reported getting a flood of packages containing stupid, useless things to the point where they've had to refuse all package deliveries at their home and have their own orders shipped to a package acceptance service, like a UPS store or many others you can find with a quick search. Even worse, the BBB has had reports of phony QR codes taking people to a toxic website that installs malware on their digital device, stealing personal information and wreaking other kinds of havoc. However, there is one bright spot in this scam. If you receive a package you didn't order, and it is addressed to you, not misdelivered, you can keep it. And you don't owe any money to anyone. That's the official word from the Federal Trade Commission. Don't try to return it, especially if that would involve scanning a QR code. If you get unordered merchandise, it's yours for free. QR codes can be very convenient, or just a quick ripoff. I'm Richard Fish for WFHB News and Public Affairs.
Better Beware comes to you from WFHB Bloomington, Indiana. Find all our episodes at wfhb.org. If you can help put the kibosh on a con, email beware@wfhb.org. Remember, swindlers never give a sucker an even break.